Yes. Quick recap. This is me. Scan the QR code. It's up there. AWS Lambda is a function as a service, so we can take our Swift code and put it in the cloud and run it in any way. We don't have to manage the server, so it is serverless. So that also just means we can put it there. We don't have to worry about suddenly we get like DDoS or we got like super popular and we have a bunch of requests. It will just handle that all up for us. And then quick, some pricing about it is it's dependent on the number of requests that you have and then the duration of those functions to execute. So for the free tier, you get 1 million requests per month. So if you just want to play around, you'll be totally fine. And then it's also dependent on your code to execute, but that will then depend on where you throw it, like as in what kind of memory you allocate to it. So if you have like, you know, more memory, it takes more time to run, but like, sorry, more memory, but it takes less time to run, that pricing though will still be different than if you allocate less memory and it runs like longer. Okay, let's just do some live coding because I like demos. So let's kick this off with, can everybody see the font all the way in the back? Yay, nay, yay, cool. Okay, so what we do is make a Swift package. So the first thing we do is type this, so Swift package init. Type is executable, and then we're just calling this my Lambda, but you can see the example that I have, I actually called it demo with multiple O's because I had many demos going on, so this was the demo that made it. And we first go to our Swift package. So we have package.swift, and this is how we add any other external packages into the application. So what we do is add the Swift Lambda, Swift AWS Lambda runtime. And that is the runtime that actually like lets our Swift code interact with how AWS Lambda is set up. And then we are adding Swift AWS Lambda events, and those events are how we communicate with stuff like the API gateway to use REST network requests. And then like every other Swift package, has anyone not done Swift here? Cool. This is easy then, you know what this looks like. So then we have our demo and we add those dependencies to it, and that is your basic package.swift for like pretty much everything. So here is our main.swift file, has the basic hello world when you just make a new package. Let's turn this into an actual Lambda function. So here is our hello world of Lambda. We defined the runtime, which is actually a closure, as you can see, and it takes two parameters, event, which is just a string, and then the Lambda context, which is what actually talks to AWS Lambda. And then all we do is run the runtime. So let's go ahead and do that. We can do Swift run. I don't know how to make the font bigger on that, so just trust me, it works. We have Swift run, and it just runs hello world for us. And did I mess? Did I hear something? What? Save. Smart. There we go. Makes sense. Do I not? Oh, I don't have this set to autosave. It happens. So we are running our hello world, and it's running a local Lambda server, so that's what I was expecting, is running our local Lambda server on our Mac here. So now let's actually call to that. And we do that by using curl, and we are making a post request and sending it this string. So it'll say, hello, Michaela, and then it is on port 127.0.0.1 / invoke, and you can change that to something else if you want to, but by default, this is what it is. So when we do that, we get a basic hello Michaela. So this means that we were able to send the string via a post request, and then it just prints hello. So that looks pretty great and all, but let's make it a little bit more complicated. So let's do this. So we're gonna close that. Or actually, I could just run it again. So I reran the program at the bottom here, and then this is a slightly more complicated example. So what we first do is, again, import the Lambda runtime, but we're now also importing Lambda events. So this is what allows us to now use the API Gateway v2 request, because we are using the version 2 of AWS Lambda, which right now I'm running off of the main branch because it's not yet officially tagged as 2.0. So if you were going to do this, you have to just use main up until the point they tag it and everything. So we have our request, and then we also return a response as opposed to previously returning a string. And all we are doing is taking this, adding the header of application JSON, and echoing back out the request that we gave it. So you can see we are returning this v2 response, and in the body is this event parameter, which is just the request. So what we will get out is the exact same thing that we get in. So I went ahead, did I save it and run it this time? It is? Looks like it is. We'll find out. So I run curl again, and then we are adding application JSON, and then I have this test event.json, so that's just hanging out over here. Because we take in now an API Gateway v2 request, we're not taking in a string, that whole JSON is the whole proper format of what that request looks like. So that's why I'm just grabbing it from over there. And we're not actually doing tests, but I just grabbed it from over there. And then you see in the output that we have is, in the body, it is just that request that we sent it. So this whole thing is the same as that event.json that we sent. So this looks pretty good. I mean, this is an amazing function. It's very useful. I mean, technically it is if you're testing something. And so let's just go ahead and deploy this. So the nice thing is we will be using SAM, which is the serverless application model, to deploy everything. So that allows us to just write a YAML file, and then we can immediately deploy everything because that YAML file sets everything up for us. So let's make a new file called template.yaml. And here is our template, yes. So here is the template that we have. So it is a Lambda function. We called it demo with two O's because typos. It's a function name. And then right here is the full build path for where we are going to create a zip file. So how we actually deploy is we zip everything up, send it up to AWS Lambda. It provisions everything properly based on this template that we're writing right here. So we have a timeout, this bootstrap, provided AL2, so I believe that's Amazon Linux 2, which is the operating system that's just provided by Amazon for running this environment. We set our debug level, and then this events part is what we are using for the actual API gateway for sending that specific kind of request as opposed to sending a string. So we do that, and hopefully we can zip everything. So we zip everything using Swift Package Archive. We are disabling the auto update because once when I went to try this morning, it tries to update the operating system, and I was like, no, we're not doing that on a live demo. And then we have allow network connection requests because I think like Ewan had said, packages run in a very like siloed way, and we don't want them doing things they don't want to do, or we don't want them to do, but we are allowing network connections for this. And I should have already hit enter while I was explaining that, and now it's not. Oh, no. Give it a second, it's gotta think about it. Is enter not working? Backspace works. I saw it move. Try it again, zip demo. Oh, there we go. Okay. It first asks us, allow this plugin to run in Docker. So what we are actually doing is compiling everything, making our zip, but we have to use Docker to do that because I am developing on macOS and the environment that it ends up running in is Amazon Linux 2, which is a Linux environment. Command not found. Oh. Did it work though? It looks like it works. It says archive created. There we go. How did it still work, though? Like, you see that, right? Okay. Okay. We're good, then. So we have our zip. It is now at this URL, which is on my desktop. And then you can see that URL matches this one, because this one is relative from build forwards. And so because of that, it will use this to actually find the zip file to go and upload it. So let's upload this amazing function. And I have to spell deploy right. Oh my gosh. Sam deploy guided. So once we hit enter on this, it asks us a couple of things. So what do we want to call this? We call it demo. I believe this is my account. It's set up on US East because, you know, I'm from the US and that's where I originally set everything up. Confirm changes before deployment. Yes, hit enter. Do we want allow SAM CLI IAM role creation? So that says, do we want to allow SAM to create all the proper roles necessary for creating this function? And the answer is yes. Disable rollback, sure. This has no authentication. Is this okay? So this is a demo, so I'm not going to add authentication, but you should when you actually make your Lambda functions. Save arguments, yes. Config. So these will save all of these configurations that I'm going through right now into a file called samconfig.toml. And toml is just another kind of YAML. I mean. And then it starts building and uploading. So we take our zip file, and this internet is actually pretty good. It is taking that and uploading it to AWS, and it's using S3 to do that. So you could see somewhere in here, deploy, yes. Somewhere in here it said it's creating an S3 bucket, and that's where that zip file is actually living at the moment. Did I not turn do not disturb on? Oh, it's on. Okay. That can just bypass it. Is it going to do it? It was going pretty well. Not too bad. It has to take it slower. But a lot of times, too, when you zip everything together, and if you haven't done that before, because it's using Docker, it has to pull down the entire operating system as well for, like, the Amazon Linux 2 OS to actually zip it all together and send. So right now, it's doing pretty good. Hopefully we can get it. Oh, there we go. We have successfully deployed our lovely function to the cloud. So let's see if it actually works. If we copy this, we should be able to write curl and then paste that URL if my autocomplete. Oh my gosh. Doesn't freak out. Debate to turn this off. Let's see. Second. Man, quit. Oh no, it doesn't quit. Got a force quit terminal. Oh my gosh, why are you not responding? Yeah, report. It's fine. Okay, there we go. Pasted curl and then the link. You're welcome. Somebody solve that for me. Sebastian, you're still here, right? So then we have curl and then pasting the URL for where it was just deployed to. And we should be able to hit enter, and we see coming back is the request that we had sent because the code that we had was the request response. So it's successfully deployed. But we can make this a little bit more fun because this is just your lovely demo. So let's make a new file called foodhandler.swift. So I had to go through and find all the great Belgian food to eat, which includes fries, chocolate, waffles, and beer. And I think I've had 3 out of the 4 of these already. So it's been good. And let's change our demo. Instead of echoing back, let's do this, and we're just going to use our basic food handler class, or struct that I had just created. All it is just the struct with a function in it that returns a random one, but by default, it's fries. If that shouldn't be the default, let me know. We have our food handler, and then we are just taking the food handler, giving us the best food, and that'll just give us a random element. So we can, again, run this with just Swift run. And it ran, and then it was, yeah, this one. We just type curl, we give our response, and then we get back the correct answer of beer as what kind of food to have right after this. So we do that, and all we have to do is deploy this. So we've already done all the initial setup to do everything. So now to deploy, we just have to rezip everything, which you can add. Oh, that still had the wrong shortcut. You can put these steps together to be able to just zip and then send. I'm doing them separately because, but all it does is takes our demo, again, uses Docker to build the entire zip file, and then we will go ahead and send it off with just SAM deploy. We don't have to ask all the questions anymore because we have them all saved in the samconfig.toml file. And then it's doing the exact same thing. It says we're using a different S3 bucket because we have a different zip file that we're using. And it will go ahead, zip it all together, and say, let's send it, waiting to be created. I wonder if it would be faster if I picked a region closer to here. Maybe that's why it's slow. But we said yes, and then now, again, it'll go through those steps to take that zip, send it into the cloud. If we do a curl command again, we will see the output. So that is the basic demo. And what's super nice is because this is Amazon AWS Lambda, it uses the version 2, which also uses the, we can use Swift testing. So I couldn't think of a unit test to write for this because all it's doing is returning a basic element from an array. But right here you can see an example using Swift testing, which was just released this past DubDub, and see how you can unit test this, and everything is also possible. So when you go to the Swift AWS Lambda runtime repository, it has a bunch of examples for what you can do, how to do it, so using an actual example that has authentication. And you can check out that repo, which I will link right here. Has the link for all the things that you need to go ahead and then see those examples. And then the other link that's on here is the docc tutorial that's, I believe, on like the Swift package index. So you can also like walk through it step by step of all the steps that we kind of went through here. So that's it. Thank you.
Amazing.
You have 1 minute. Go.
Can you tell us about the latency for the first call?
Yes.
What is the latency of the first time and the latency of the next one?
So the latency?
The
latency, I have seen it not be too bad between like the very first call and then subsequent calls. Because they are running on what are they called? Amazon Fire VM, something like, it's like a lightweight version of a VM, so it's not the entire virtual machine running, but it's like a smaller kind of box from that. I can't remember the name of it right now. But because of that, the latency is lower. I don't know the exact number of it, but it's not too terrible. We can also see, because this just deployed, like that. And we get beer again. So that's the obvious answer. So I have to go, but thank you again to everybody.
Amazing. As always, one of my favorite members of the community with the most infectious personality. And the best part about Michaela is her willingness and eagerness to learn in public and make it amazing. So, yes.